drug overdoses in the United States have spiked during the coronavirus pandemic. Data collected by an overdose mapping program at the University of Baltimore found there has been an 18% increase in overdoses since the start of the health crisis. Here in Hawaii, the federal government is providing funds to help local service providers increase treatment options. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services recently awarded $2 million in grants to expand substance abuse treatment in Hawaii, with a particular focus on opioids. The number of overdoses from opioids and other drugs had been declining nationally, according to HHS, but the COVID-19 pandemic appears to have reversed that trend, according to Tom Engels, head of the Health Resources and Services Administration.
We were starting to see a good downward trend in opioid and other overdose-related incidents. When COVID happened, we started to see an uptick again. It's because people haven't been able to get access to their treatment facilities or talk to their healthcare professionals. Health centers or health professionals have not been able to see patients. Some patients have simply been afraid to go into their local healthcare facilities out of fear that they might be infected by COVID.
Engels says HHS has made expanding telehealth services a priority. That way, healthcare providers and patients can still meet virtually during the pandemic and continue treatment. The recent grant funding will be split between the Hawaii State Rural Health Association and the West Hawaii Community Health Center. The money can be used to develop new addiction treatment programs or expand community access to existing services. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.